Dear friends in Christ, Daniel chapter 2 tells us about a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had that he did not understand, but God revealed to the prophet Daniel both the dream and its meaning. And then in chapter 4, we have another dream of Nebuchadnezzar that he did not understand, and again, God gave Daniel the meaning of this dream. And now in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel himself has a dream, and he does not understand its meaning. And it troubled him just the way Nebuchadnezzar's dream had troubled him. By this time, Nebuchadnezzar was gone. The king was Belshazzar. Yes, this dream troubled Daniel so much that he said, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. Now, what was this dream? Well, Daniel wrote it down so that he would not forget it, and this is what he saw. Four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And suddenly another beast, a second like a bear. It was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. After this I looked, and there was another like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. The beast also had four heads. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And there was another horn, a little horn, coming up among them, before whom 3 of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. Well, there was still more to this dream, but this is enough for us to consider this morning. In part, this dream had the same meaning as Nebuchadnezzar's first dream. You remember that dream with the image, a gold head, silver chest, bronze thighs, and iron legs, and then the feet, iron mixed with clay. And God revealed to Daniel that this referred to 4 kingdoms that were coming on the earth, that Nebuchadnezzar himself was the king of gold, and his kingdom would be followed by an inferior kingdom of silver, and then one of bronze, and then one of iron. Now, the only one that was identified at that time was the first one, the kingdom of Babylon, the head of gold. But as the history developed after that time, it became clear what the other kingdoms were. The silver kingdom was the Persian kingdom. The bronze kingdom was the kingdom of Alexander the Great. And the iron kingdom was the mighty Roman Empire. And now Daniel has a dream with 4 beasts. And he did not know what it meant, and yet he probably could have guessed that these 4 beasts represented those same 4 kingdoms. The lion, kingdom of Babylon, the bear, the Persian Empire, the leopard, the kingdom of Alexander the Great, and the beast with the huge iron teeth, again, the Roman Empire. But Daniel needed help to understand this dream, and God sent an angel to explain it to him. And this is what he said. He said, those great beasts which are 4 are 4 kings which arise out of the earth. But there was something new in Daniel's dream that had not been there in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And that is, what about those 10 horns? And what about that little horn that replaced 3 of the horns and had a big, arrogant mouth? Well, Daniel was particularly concerned about that, and so he said to the angel, "I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom." Well, what can we learn today from this dream and its meaning? Well, if we've been following the events in our state and in our country and in the world, we know that there's a lot of turmoil. Turmoil in the Middle East, turmoil in Africa, our country involved in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya, major clashes, verbal clashes between conservatives and liberals in our own country, and one state after another, and our country as a whole, overwhelmed with huge debts running up into the trillions of dollars, and lots of people consumed by fear as to what all of these things might mean for themselves and especially for their children after them. So, the thing that we need to remember is that our God is in control of all of history. So just as he knew what was going to happen before it happened back then and controlled all those kingdoms of the world, so our God is also in control of what's going to happen in our world. He knows what will happen in our country and in the world in the years to come. And not only does he know what is going to happen, he is in control of all that will happen. Just as in the past God controlled these four kingdoms in such a way as to bring about the coming of the Savior, the Messiah, at the proper time and under the proper circumstances, so God will control what is going to happen in our future. And did you know that we were also there in Daniel's dream? Because it speaks about the saints of the Most High. And that's where we come in. We are the saints of the Most High God. Now, saints are holy people. We certainly aren't saints by virtue of our innocence or the purity of our lives. But God does declare us to be saints because he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to take away our sins. And by faith in him, we are saints of the Most High God. And you notice what's going to happen. We don't know a lot of the details before that time, but we know that finally the outcome will be the judgment. And what's going to happen in the judgment? Judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. So that's what we have to look forward to. The final outcome, judgment made in favor of all of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we shall possess the kingdom. Amen. Let us sing hymn 13, stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Hymn 13, 1, 3, and 5.
Bye.